Chag is thinking, Yitzchak had to be born Pesach time. So the Pekida has to be now. The Pekida has to be now. And there's a tzivri that it's going to happen. So how does it come in over here that the Pekida, the Sarah, was because of Tfilas Avraham? It was Haftocha. The time is now. Yitzchak was Noilad. Shevash Chadoshim, the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, he couldn't go any further. Akoponim, well, it's about the Zach over here. And it says that the reason why Sora was Nifkat was because of Tfilas Avraham. And you learn out from here, Kol HaMespalim, Kol HaMevakish Rachmim. It's a big Zach. Being Mevakish Rachmim Al Chaveiroi, when he needs the same thing. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing if someone needs something. They need a Shidduch, they need Parnosso, they're having other difficulties, and if someone else has the exact same difficulties, and they get up and they go all out. They go to the Kaisel 40 days from your friend. You mean it. It says, not just you don't lose out. That's the way to do it. That's it. You learn it out from here, Rashi goes. The Chazal, you learn it out from here. The question is, what's that? So, I once saw a teretz as follows. Even though there was a haftocha, and here it's seemingly a stira, there was a haftocha that had to be niskayim about now, and it says b'zchus l'tfilah, but it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's haftocha l'chatchila was only b'zchus this tfilah that's going to be. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a toiva al shem ha'osim because he knows a person is going to do a zchus. Similarly, share the same thing. We have Parshas Chayisora. At the end of Parshas Chayisora, it says, "Yetzei Yitzchok Lasuach Basodet." Yetzei Yitzchok Lesuach Basodet Lefnois Erev. He davened. He came out. We spoke last week that Yitzchok was born. Mi boy Be'er Lachayroi. He was coming back from Be'er Lachayroi. He went out to daven. He davened. Chazal say davened Mincha Leis Erev Lefnois Erev. Vayisa Eino Vayar Vehin Egemal El Boim. What was he davening for? What was Yitzchok? We'll never know. What was Yitzchak davening for? Davening mincha. So in Tfilas Yom Kippur Kotlin, it's Rosh Chodesh. In Tfilas Yom Kippur Kotlin, if anyone who said Yom Kippur Kotlin, in the piyut of Bas Ami, Nosech Hashem, the piyut from every Yom Kippur Kotlin, talks about Zchus Avraham, Yitzchak Yaakov, comes down to us. So by Yitzchak it says as follows. It says, Yechido in the Meyo, Nechanan, when Avraham davened for Yitzchak, he was born when he was 100. Okul b'mizbeach avonov. In the next line it says, Lifnois erev chonan, he davened. Lifnois erev, v'hokeil nosoponov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitzin. That's what it says. He davened lifnois erev and Hashem yitzin. And there seems to be a shayla in the Mefoshim. When did he, what is it going on that Yitzchak davened? Some Mephoshim learn is going on the Akedah. It's a Hemshech of the first stanza. Okud b'mizbeach avonov, and he davened on the Mizbeach. And the Kodesh Baruch Yitzin. It's mevur that Yitzchok davened. Mechor is right to that, yeah?
Slichas.
I was going to say, Misha ono, the Yitzchok al gabi and Mizbeach, hu yamein. And the Mashal talks about it. Well, where's the ono? That is the tefillah mashal. It states that it's given out, it's given a tefillah. It's given a certain, and Hashem answered and he was saved. So some say it means the Akedah. That's totally. If the Akedah was Bein Ha'arbayim, then we're okay. But this is Erev. It's Machlokes Rishonim. There's other Rishonim that learned the Akedah was in the morning. It's a shame to go figure that out. When was the Akeda? I promise Yashkin
Avramovich.
Yeah, that was to go. Rakoponim, when was the Akeda? Was it in the morning? Or Samach L'Erev? Can I get Tomach El Boiker? That's the question. When was the Akeda? It's a big shame in Rishayim. But I did find a Ryan from Rabbeinu B'chaya, Pinchas. And he talks about the nesachim that you bring on each korban, par, chatziyahim lepar. For ayil is how much? We said it this morning. Shlishes ahim laayil, and reviyah zimukev. So he talks about what are those numbers. He says the six chatziyahim is ahim is 12 lugim. 12 lugim is ahim. Chatziyahin is six. The six lugim in the bar is Kineger Avrom. Kineger Avrom. Kineger Avrom. That by Pesach HaOil. It said Pesach HaOil was Be'emtza HaYoyim. It's Choyim HaYoyim. At 6 hours. Arba lugim la'ayil. Shlish. A third of 12. A third of it is four lugim. It's Kineger Yitzchak. Shenek Adal Gabi HaMizbech Ba'arba Shois. Ba'arba Shois. Arba Shois is not Lifnei Zerif. So the feeder of Rabbeinu Mechai, okay. Koporim, there is a mokov in that Rabbeinu Mechai. Then he explains why Revi'a Sahim is Kineged Yankiv. Why is Revi'a Sahim Kineged Yankiv? That's a little bit more, it's a little bit more math involved in that. You have to know how many baits in, and he works it out. Wait, so you'll take a look if you're tough early Friday morning. So
Hashem made it night for Yaakov. It was Kivah Hashem.
I'm
saying by Yaakov. So if even the Cheshbon might even be Banach, even if it's daytime.
Right. But by Yitzchak, so Rabbi, I looked up the Siddur from the Yaakov Endin, the Siddur Beis Yaakov, and the Oitzer Atfilas on Yom Kippur Kotlin. They both bring down. They both learn this pshat that it means Lifnei Zerif means. That's what it means. Look up the Mufoshim in the Siddur. So what does it say? Yitzchak came out Lifnei Zerif Chonan. He came out from the Beis Medrash and he davened Mincha. V'okel nosak nosoponov. And Hashem answered him. How did he answer him? Because Rivka came. That means he davened for the Shidduch. So Nimnu v'gomu, the fidus pshat that we're being mechiyach, it says Yitzchak davened for a Shidduch and Hashem answered him. Abad l'maisa. She was right there. If you didn't go out yet, okay. If you didn't get engaged yet, okay. They did the Kedushin already. They did the Kedushin already. Where's it? There was a Shliach Kedushin in the Rishayim, say. And here she is. And he davened, and Hashem answered his tefillah. What? Hashem answered his tefillah. It's a similar question. So back to us. The question we're asking in Parshas Chayei Sora is that how is Sora Nifkar b'schus the tefillah? So, they say like this, I once saw a pshat to answer both these questions. Al Pia Marshal. In the Chumas Marshal, very interesting Marshal, is Zayda from the Pshol Shvajon. So it's brought down Bishmoy. It's not in the Sefer, but it's Bipi Ashmoy. That was a shayim as follows. It was a very big Zayro in a certain town. And they went to a big tzaddik in the town to be poyel. And he said, everyone has to give a certain amount of money for a pidyon. We're going to give out the money to tzedakah, and b'tzchus zeh, the gzeirah will be nisbat. So they went, they collected a lot of money, they gave it to the rov, to this tzaddik, and he didn't give it out yet, he was holding it. All of a sudden, a shliach comes with a letter that the gzeirah was nisbat. The simcha v'zosin. Simcha v'zosin, b'tzchus, they were manadik tzedakah, and the gzeirah was nisbat. All of a sudden, someone looks at the paper and he sees the date that was written, that when the letter was sent, was before they even collected the money. Before they even came around to collect the money, before anyone came around, before the Kabbalahs and the Dorim, the Gzeirah was already in this battle like 3 weeks ago, before this whole mice with the tzaddik happened. And 3 weeks ago, the Gzeirah was in this battle, the Shtip was on the way. So they are in time, they want their money back. Everyone tied it, we want our money back. It has a din of a tois. It has a din of a tois. Someone gives someone who gives money, something like that, l'choyre in choyshe mishpat, p'pshuta has it, never make atas. If you promise someone money, you give someone money under a certain circumstance that you were convinced it's true and it's not, that's a mekach tois. The ganze das was a tois. He said, we gave it to mim vatatim. There was no zera. Baba Maisa. The zera wasn't even here when he came around to collect the money. So they wanted the money back. They wrote the shayla to the marsham, and the marsham says, no, they can't get their money back. He said, why? Because it's ma'od yitochim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevatel the Tzera 3 weeks ago because he knew, he took this in the Cheshbon, that you're going to give the Tzedokah now. How do you know this? Because you're giving the Tzedokah, they Mevatel the Tzera. Yeah, the Tzera is Mevatel. Sometimes maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevatel the Tzera only because he knew that in 3 weeks there's going to be a big collection, everyone's going to give money from this town to Tzedokah. Therefore, there was not a Mekachtos. Zishke Mekachtos. In other words, the Mekachtos was, we're giving the geld to be poyel the bittul zera. There was no zera over here. How can anyone say that this could? That was the psak al marsham. That was the psak al marsham. That you can't. So the mice like this. It's a chiddush. Rabbi said the mice. This marsham is a chiddush. A chiddush. It's a chiddush. So al kolponim chiddush. It's a chiddush. Shal's a chiddush. But Mamela, I once saw that they want a shtel or two over here, the same thing over here. What's the question? Kodesh Baruch already gave a Havtocha Hashem that the Torah is going to have a child in the end. Yeah. But because he knew Avram is going to daven, Fabi Melech. Kodesh Baruch was there also. Kodesh Baruch knew then that Avram is going to daven Fabi Melech. We call him Bakish Arkham, Fabi Menene. So Mamela, okay, we can already be Mitzavah now by Yitzchok. The first thing he's going to do when he comes out, the end of this man from learning in Be'er Lachai Roy, the first thing he's going to do is daven mincha b'mevakish b'gut ha'shetach. Okay, the zchut zeh will already send it now. Akoponim, it's a chiddush. Would be more myrich, just a trap, because it's an interesting topic, if I say. That Rabbi Avram Ganachovsky, in one of his sforim, I think it's the B'nai Re'im, not mistaken. He brings down this marsham. And Efrek the Shtar Kashayim from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tainis. There's a halacha that if a city, a tzibur, is Mekabel Tainis for a certain Tzorah, they're Mekabel Tainis. Next Thursday, we're all fasting a big Yom Tefillah because of a Tzorah. And then they find out, let's say we're Mekabel today. This Friday we're Mekabel, that Chas V'Shol is a Torah. Next week's going to be Yom Tainis. And then it comes next week, we find out that the Gzera wasn't a spatula already yesterday. Do you have to fast or you don't have to fast? You don't. Halacha Psuka in Shulchan Aruch that you do not have to fast. And even if you started fasting, Be'oisu Yom Tainis, and also we find out that the Gzeir was in this battle before 3 weeks ago. Also, we ikaradim, you don't have to fast. Could be you have to continue. Shalom yoimah, you stop at times when it's up. We ikaradim, the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah v'tois. How does that look? The Masham is there. Why don't we say the same Cheshbon? Because the Masham. Maybe the Gzeir was only in this battle because the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to be a Kabbalah times. That's its Kasha on this Masham. What a Kasha. Anyway, back and forth. But I think like this, the incident kasha, I think there's a very big chiluk between the way tzedakah works and tainus. Tzedakah is, you're raking up tzchusim. The certain tzchusim we have, we're doing mitzvahs, maizim, toivim, limudat toivim. So that's a cheshbon of the marsham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mevatel the gzeira al shem ha'osim, because now you don't have the tzchusim. You don't have the money in the bank. But the Eibush knows you will. So sometimes there's a hakdoma for that tzol mashakim. Tainus is something. Tainus is midarki at tshuva. Tshuva is like it's a kapora. You're erasing the chet. If a person's a matzav chet, and right now you're not roy for this Yeshua, then you don't have the cheshbon of the marsham. That maybe David still does it because he knows by that time you won't have that. But now you have the chet. The chet has. If the tshuva can't be a reason, the tshuva is not tzchusim. Tainus is not schus tainus. Yeah, it's a great schus. He did a great thing. It's darkei tshuva. I'm erasing the avera. If right now the Aveiro was here, and that's a Siva for the Gzeira, that's not the way it works. You don't have the Cheshbon of Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevatel because you're going to be like, no, when it's here, it's here. It's only credit. That's what the Eibishter gives. Eibishter gives on credit because you can have his cross. That's a specific answer of Tainus. Rather, Rabbi Say, I think to apply this Masham by Tefillah is also not a Tzushter. The Masham is talking about specifically by Tzchus Tzedoko, Gemilas Chasodim, big Tzchus that we can do later on. You don't have the money in the bank now. The Eibishter will make Hatzolah on the Cheshbon because you know what's going to happen. But by Tefillah, you have to ask. The Klal Tefillah is you don't get to do it. The Eibishter will give you now because I know you're going to ask for it later. So to apply the Masham will be issue. So back to the Kasha. It's back to the Kasha we have by Chayi. So how do you learn the Pasuk? So the answer is Pasuk. The answer is as follows. This answer is Mevur in the Maral and the Orach Chaim. They both tell in this Kasha. If Be'etzim there was a Haftocha from the beginning of the year that Tzor is going to have a child this year. So who come Tfilas HaMimelech? So they both say the Signoin Echad. That Avadad was Haftocha. But sometimes a person has a haftocha, and you need certain tzchusim to trigger it off. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. Not toiva, and certainly not an oynish. Afilu, cheref, chod, munach, al tzavari, anything can change. Avada, there's a toiva set in motion. But there are certain times where there could be kuvim, certain, it won't turn out the exact way you want it. You need certain tzchusim to trigger it off. You need certain tzchusim to trigger it off, says the Orach Chaim. So over here, you needed the Tfilas Avraham of Kol Mevakish al Chaveroi Unena Tchila to get that Avtocha to kick in now. The Maral says, the boy said, that Ubozen is Kayim the Avtocha. Meaning, this is real stark. That was a chelik of the Avtocha. Kodesh Moku said, in 1 year from now, so is going to have a child. And don't worry. What if you don't have the proper tzchusim? I'll arrange it. I'll make sure that you have the proper tzchusim. So it came the time we're missing a little bit of tefillah over here. So what did Abish to do? He made Sora get captured by Avimelech, brought punishment on Avimelech to cause Avraham to daven. And now we can go weiter. This was a chelik of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings. It was all bechol. It's an unbelievable shot. But mevur. From the Maral, and the Maral like spells it out. He says, what do you think? You think Avimelech was, Avimelech really had a schus in this. Avimelech could say, wow, listen, if not for me, he wouldn't have had this opportunity to daven. And I have a big yad in the Leida Sorel, Yitzchot, and Klal Yisrael. He says, no, but he says, you have to picture more. Because the Shvoch will arrange that you should capture Sorel, get hit over your head. Because we need Avram to daven for someone over here. But we say, we need a tefillas Avram al Achirim. So what are we going to do? Who's going to be the korban? Who's going to be the guinea pig over here? This guy, Avimelech. He's the one that did an Aveir capture Sora, and he gets hit. Oh, you'll be the Hechetim to bring Avram to Davin. All this was set up in motion. All this was set up in motion. Everything. That answers this question. By Yitzchak, you have to say a little bit different. I'm leaving that out for now. By Yitzchak, Tfilas Yitzchak. But I think Tfilas Yitzchak is similar. Even if everything's set up, the shidduch is right there. You see an unbelievable thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything is there. But sometimes you just have to daven. And if you don't, maybe she'll make a right turn and get lost for a year. We're coming all the way from Choron. We always start off when we're davening that we're coming here. May ayin be over Yisrael. That's the may ayin. Because when we start davening, it's ayin. And it looks like we have to create the yesh. Not yesh, may ayin. The Hashem Yov Yezri, it's right here. Hashem is here, the Ezri is here. The Ayin. Yeah. You look around, there's nothing here. Cornish, no girls here, no nothing. It's not only that there is, it's all there are things that are set up already. You just have to press the button with the davening. But Akopon, the Fizer, Rabbi said, it comes out. The Maral here is Moisef, that the Eibishter arranged. This is all part of the plan, Meikor. It's the mother of the Gorari. In Parshas Toldos, there's a Rabbeinu B'chai. Then he says, Pshat, Eilat Yitzchak ben Avraham Shalom, and it says, Kachta is Rivka, 20 years they didn't have children. By Yetar Yitzchak Lenoichach Ishtoi, Ki Akorei. Yitzchak Davin, because she was Akorei. Rekamin and Machai, Machoira, what was the Siba and what was the Mesoivet? It should be the opposite way in the Bosom. The Torah should start, Rivka was Akorei, and therefore, that brought Avraham to Davin. Doesn't say that. You don't start with the result. It says Avraham Davin, and Rivka was an Akorah. Avraham Davin, and by the way, Yitzchak was an Akorah. And Rivka was an Akorah. The Torah should tell the opposite. So it says Rabbeinu Bechai, he brings the Babus to Gemara, that the reason why the Emois were Akorahs is because HaKadosh Baruch was this Avalit Filosom. That's how you have to read the pasuk. Not the pshat. It happens to be that Rivka was an akorah, so Yitzchak davened. Punkt vakeh. The Eibush who wanted Yitzchak's tefillah, Kadosh Baruch was mezaveh. So was stood there. He made Rivka an akorah so we can get the davening. That is the seder of the pasuk. It's all the Rabbeinu Bechai over here by Michtz. So the fidus Rabbeinu Bechai. So let's ask an answer. So what are you going to do with the pasuk that we just brought to Arshat Vayei? It says over there also. It says Avraham davened for Avimelech because Avimelech had a boichim, the otzar, the water should be fakert. There was a problem in Avimelech's house, so Avraham Avinu davened. The same kasha the Rabbeinu Bechai over there is over here, and I don't think you have the teretz over here. That teretz won't work over here. What's the order? Why do you say the tefillah? When you say the tefillah first, it means this is what we're looking for, so we arrange this. The people we just said, B'shem de Maral, it's Pile Plo. Because by Avimelech was the same thing. Abish says that we need a tefillah over here. We need a tefillah, so what are we going to do? We're going to get the whole Hechatimtsa from the same setup that Rabbeinu Bechai is with Ike in these psukim. Abish wants a tefillah for Yitzchak, so Akorah, same thing over here. Okay. The boy said that's Nakuda number one. That's the Kuda number one. See what Tefillah could do. Rabbeinu Bechai brings down over here, even though she was an Akora, Tefillah has the Koyach Lashani says Ateva. Learn from here. An Akora. Tefillah has a Koyach Lashani says Ateva. That's number one. You see the power of Tefillah over here. You see another power of Tefillah. I say, I don't always like saying this over when I'm about to say, but I'm going to. So you have to know the rules and regulations. There's a Rashi over here. One of my favorite Rashis. It says, Vayetar Yitzchak Menoichach Ishtoi. Yetar is a Loshen of Davening. Vayeoser Loi Hashem. What's Vayeoser? Rashi says, this is a Rashi. Vayeoser Loi. As she says, Nispatze, Vinispayes, Vinispatalo. Avraham Avinu was davening, and Hashem, this is Hashem Yitzchak. Hashem was Nisratze, Nispayes, Vinispate. That the Eibishter, what do you get the message here? The Eibishter did not want to answer this tefillah. That's the picture. He did not want to answer this tefillah. Avraham Avinu, Vayetar means Hirbe, the Hiftzia. It was a nudge. He didn't stop. That's what it means. He didn't stop. You can nudge the Eibishter, Rabbi Isaac. Not be ready. It means Yitzchak did not stop. He knocked and knocked. They shut the lights. They tried to chase him away. He didn't stop. He just stood there and knocked and knocked. Here above the Hitzi. So what happened? Abish the Kaitin? What's that? Nispatzer, Nispayis, Vinispata. Vinispata is Loshon of Pidui. I was over the Taz in Tachnam. We say in Tachnam, Hisratza Vinispayis. There's another gift, there's another Nusuch. Hisratza Vinispata. We say in Tachnun, the Taz in Hilchas Tachnun says you should not say that word, you're not allowed to say in this pata. It's a Tuashem. Because he said the Taicha Pitu, what does Pitu mean? Look up Parshas Mishpatim, the Ish Ki Yefate Naram. What does pitui mean? Rashi, the Ramban says pitui is a lie. When you lie to someone and you convince them into a sheker, that's why someone who believes everything is called a pesi. There's no seichel. When you respond to someone, that's not a good thing. It means you're convincing them into a sheker. They're a pitui. How could you say that in the Eibush? The Eibush should be nispata. The Taz brings this Ramban in Hilchos Tachanun, the Ramban in Mishpatim, says don't say nispata. What's with our Rashi? Rashi says you could say nispata. What do you do when you have a kasha on the Taz in Shulchan Aruch? So you open up a Taz al Torah, say for two, Divrei Zohar. Taz has a Pirush in Rashi. And the Taz starts up over here on this Rashi. The Taz says Rashi says nispata. But if you what I said in Hilchos Tachanun, if you the Ramban, you can't say nispata. But to answer Rashi, the answer is look up Rashi on the pasuk for Ishki Yefate. Rashi has a different shot over there. What pitui means? Rashi says pitui means to convince, not to be mishaker betois like a pesi. Rashi learns pitui means to convince someone, urge and convince. So I convince you. You have to have a convincing power. You have to know how to do it. Each person, Rakobodim, you get the feeling of that's Rashi that she does. You can say, again, Hashem did not want to answer. Why did Hashem not want to answer this tefillah? Maybe because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nisaveh, like the Rabbeinu Bechai says. He's loving every minute. He doesn't want to cave in. That could be. But I always say another pshat, I'll say it's short. There's another reason why Hashem didn't want to answer this tefillah. Because at the end of Parshas Chayetzer, it says that Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. Yeah? Even though Yitzchak lived 180, how come Avram lost 5 years of his life? He should have lived at least 180. It says Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to die b'seiva toiva, so he shouldn't see Esav go to Tarbas Ro. When he was 175, that's this parsha. That's he died today. His day, Esav was yotz on the Tarbas Ro. Avraham Avinu shouldn't have Agnes Nefesh, he died 5 years early. 5 years, that's why it says Asher Choy. It's the Asher Choy. Eli Yimei Shnei Chai Avraham? Asher Choy. It says of Chai Bloshim, it says it by two people in the Torah. Asher Choy. Two places. It says the years Asher Choy. It says by Avraham and by Odom. And by Odom. Because both of them did not live the years that they were given. Avram lost 5. Also, another time he lost 5. And Adam gave 70.
Yosef Yaakov.
What?
Yosef lost 10 years after Chavi, after
Chavi. That's an Einish. That's different. No, that's an Einish. An Einish, you could die early. You threw it out. That's Einish. Here, there's no reason. No Einish. They were supposed to live longer. And boom, took away Chelik of the years. They didn't live their full years. So it says, Asher Chai. Only two places. But Akoponim, you love 5 years. Rabbi Sai, Oibazai comes out like this. Yitzchok here is banging on the door to Rivka to have Yaakov and Esau. The Abishan says, give me another few years. Give me another few years. This is going to kill the Zayda. The second I answer this tefillah, Avraham Avinu is dead. The clock starts ticking. Wait another 5 years, you'll have Yitzchok. You'll have Yaakov, I mean, and then Avraham will live his full life. But Yitzchak was relentless. Yitzchak was relentless. He was here by the tefillah. Abishna said, relentless, fine, I'm giving in, but it's going to cost. That's why the Abishna didn't want to answer. What a pshat, good pshat. Someone told over this pshat, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he's famous. And on the spot, Rabbi Yosef Chaim said, Vayeoser loy Hashem is the same gematria as Chomei Shonim, 748. He was an Eloi in gematrias. Yosef Chaim was a very, very big Eloi. He was an Eloi in gematrias. On the spot. Vayeoser loy Hashem is the same gematria as Chomei Shonim, 748. Because it cost him. It cost him Chomei Shonim. It's expensive. It was very expensive. I told it over to a baron. The baron said, "It's like a matchy couldn't do a chakritish. He couldn't get over the baron. The matchy was. They used to make fun. The Medina used to make fun of Yosef Chaim, even though he was highly respected. They said, oh, the Rebbe with the gematria is here, but we have a war over here. Next Muhammad, he's going to come out with his gematrias to help us in the Muhammad. That's how they used to chep him. So they told it over to Yosef Chaim. He said, it's not a joke. He said, when Avram went to war, it says he bought 318 Vayorek as Chanichov. It wasn't 318. It was a gematria. Eliezer. So yeah, Avram Avinu went to war with a gematria. So I could also, I could pardon him. That's the word they can include over here. But what I'm saying is like this. Tefillah, the power of tefillah, when you want something in your mevakish, but sometimes you have to be careful. Elia says, "Roimoyz kel begroinam v'cherev PPS biyada." What's PPS? A double-edged sword.
Levelio, levelio lap.
Levelio lap. Yeah, levelio. Why is tefillah referred to as a double, the mushel of a double-edged sword? Because if you're not careful, you can cut yourself. You have to be. Sometimes a person has to be careful what he asks for, because you may get it, and make sure it's good for you. That's why we always say tefillah tzvish chodesh, birchas tzvish chodesh. Sheyimale Hashem kol mish'alos libcha.
The
toifa. Why the toifa? Why the? Yimale mish'alos libcha. Not the toifa. Whatever I want. Yimale, no. We add on. But P.S. If it's not good for me, don't give it. The one Moed Cotton brings a story. Moed Cotton, that Rava was walking and he heard someone davening. She is damen li isha ployness. There's a certain shidduch he checked out and he wanted that. Isha. So the Eibush could be Mizdamin the Isha Muslim. Obviously a father was rich. What else did he see over here? You can learn for she's Damin the Isha Plagas. And Rava went over to him, he says, Don't daven that. Don't say that. Say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mizdamin with the right girl, let's see Vakobur with good midas. Don't ask for specific. And the Rambam explains in the back of the Gemara the reason is because it could be she's someone else's evil. The Basku, when really she set up, she's someone else's evil. You're banging down the doors, you don't want it. You know what's going to happen? If you daven properly with the right halachas, the Eibush is going to give it to you. But however, since it's really someone else's evil, you're going to die. And the other guy's going to get his evil. That's set up. But if you put, so you're putting yourself in a dangerous place. So it wasn't necessarily daven, it's like you get what you want. On one hand, you see the unbelievable koyach. Works. Right? So that's what Chazal says. Another nekuda, another Indian over here, is by the Mechiras HaBechoira. So Esav came in, and Yaakov was Mevasho, and they did that Hoshim. And Esau comes in, Oyev, from the Soda, Pikuach Nefesh, close to Pikuach Nefesh. In the night, he heard the Chlomos, he says, I need, please give me some food. And Yaakov Avinu sees the moment. And he said, okay, I feed you, we need some food, but I want something back, something big. So they got the Bechoyim. Boys, you look at this parasha, this is like the second biggest swindle of the century. You have to have Avram and Ephraim. We would call this exploitation, is the word?
Yeah.
Or, simply extortion. Said, extortion, exploitation, taking advantage, big time. I mean, what's with Sefer HaYosha? Bereshis is called Sefer HaYosha, right? Every Chumash has another name. Bereshis is Sefer HaYosha, Shmois is... Sefer HaGeula, Vayikra is Teres Koinim, Bamidbo Sefer HaPikudim, and Devarim is Mishnah Torah. Why is Bereishis called Sefer HaYosher? Because the Yashrus of the Ovis. Take a look at the Hagdoma to the Mitzvah Bereishis, and you'll see beautiful things over there. Not the mitzvahs, not the Emunah, but the Yashrus of the way they dealt with people. That's the whole Sefer Bereishis, is Yosher de Kazakh. This is Yashrus. Okay, except for one time. I mean, Yaakov went there twice over here, and at the end of the parasha, he got Yitzchak's bracha. Boy, that was another. He got Yitzchak's bracha. I'm sorry, he stole Yitzchak's bracha. Here he bought it off Yitzchak, and there he stole his bracha. Then he dresses up as Yitzchak. Rivka told him. For someone who's an Ish Tom, Rashi translates Ish Tom, Enoi Boki Vachorof L'Rabbis B'nai Yodah. Right, this is the town side of it. For someone who's an Ish Tom, it's not bad. That's all I can say. He doesn't know how to treat them, not to trick people. He's a Tom, he's a bad thing. He's not bad. They say the Chofetz Chaim was like a Tom. Ish Tom, a Tzadik, a Tom, was a famous printer. There was one printer in Rabbi. Anyone who had a printer safer, there was one Goyish printer. He printed. And he once said, there's not one person who I didn't swindle from. I cannot. Everyone I this deal, this contract they added, and this, I always made more money than I had. I'm in the business. There's one person who I cannot get an extra cent in the Chofetz Chaim. Impossible. Impossible. That's a Tom. Two different demons. But a Tom doesn't do it. Doesn't mean he doesn't know how when he has to. Look up the Sugya. You learn up the sugya. You didn't know anything about Vaday Ramay before a week ago. Now we do. If you have to get into the Ramois and what's a Vaday Ramay, you learn up the sugya. But what's Takalim Shatra boy say? Where's the Yashuas? That's my question. Where's the Yashuas? The answer is like this. The answer is, you have to know when to use Yashuas. You have to know when to use it. There's a Shari Tshuva. Tough pay base. That's Hilchus Matzah. The name of the Siman of Shulchan Aruch is Misha Eimloi Elo Kizayis Echot Shal Matzah. It's a whole different Seder. You think the Seder itself, when you have everything, the Seder is complicated. It's a different Siman over there. If you don't have everything, how to be Masada the Seder in a Masuka the Goyf. It's a Seder. So anyway, in that Siman, there's a Shari Tshuva Tough Pei Beis that he talks about, he brings from the Sefer Beis Yehuda, a Shaila. People were in jail, Beis Hasurim, and there was one Kizayis Matz over there. Different story, two people, maybe three, let's say it over with three, different ones. There's one Kizayis Matz, the jailkeeper walks by, Leila Seder, throws in a Kizayis Matz. They each have the chiv. They each have a chiv for Matz, Vos Tutri. So one of them says, I think it's fair to break it up into pieces. Split it. Each one will get a Pochas Mikashir, and there's a Gantanidon. It's not the full key, it's a partial key. The second person says, I think we should make a garbal. Whoever eats the gzayis will have the full mitzvah. Who should get it? I don't know, I can't even make a garbal. And the drinker says, not Peter, he says, call the olim govar. No yachloiku, no garbal, no shoot in the diner, call the olim govar. Look and they say, it's barbaric. We should just fight over it, jump on it, and fight and grab. Yeah. So what do you do? Who's right? Which one goes? Says the Beis Yehuda, Shem Di Gerish, Beis Yehuda, the one who said called Olam Gavah. That's the Pesach. If they all agree for Yachloiku, they all agree to a girl, fine. But if one out of, and he says, what would you do, Binyani Maman? Let's say, he says like this, what would you walk up, and you see the three people walking, great friends, and down there, is a $1 million hefker, a diamond worth a million hefker. So one of them says, listen, Mazet, you know, why should we, let's split it up. I said, let's not just go and, let's split it, let's be nice. The second guy says, why? Let's make a guy, we'll pick it up, make a guy. The third guy says, what are you guys talking about? I'm faster than you two. Call the lover. What would you say then? Call the lover. He doesn't have, I have to agree to you, because you have, because you want to split a garden, I don't have to agree to you. I want called out and go. So he says that if binyanim, and he proves it. There's a halacha by peya. It's a push mishnah. It's a mishnah by somebody that's hefka by peya. The aniim are coming to peya, and they say, why should we chap? Let's split it up. And one of the aniim says, no, leave it there. First come, first serve. He doesn't have to give it. You know, there's no chaluk over here. It's hefka. He says, what would you do, Rabbi? Said, what would you do by mamanas? What would you do? Whatever you do by mamanas, that's what we should do by mitzvahs. By Mamanas, you wouldn't give in to the splitting. If you thought you had a good chance, go get it. He says, what a person would do for Maman, he says, you need the mitzvah l'hashlomas nafshoi. I have a mitzvah because I eat matzah and I need it. There's no, Yashrus doesn't come in over here. It's not a veira. It's not a veira. All of a sudden, when it comes to money, it comes to other things, oh, then, everyone's competitive, to put it mildly. When it comes to mitzvahs and this, you take it, why should I take it, Mr. Nice Guy? I said, who said was that? There was a guy that once said, a statement's attributed to a guy, Chochma Bagoyim Taimim, Taimim, Chochma. A guy once said, nice guys finish last. It's a guy that once said that. He's a manager for a baseball team. He's a very, very dirty player in his art. He was a very dirty player. The tricks that he pulled in baseball were, it was more than chaps what he did, but they were against the rules, but no, it didn't happen. I forgot his name. You don't have to say it over to Shane Mamre. He was a manager of the Dodgers before you were born. And they once asked him, they said, well, what happened to being nice? They once interviewed him. They said, nice, you see that guy over there, manager of a different team. They said, yeah, like him. He's a fine, nice man. He said, that's why they're in seventh place. That's why they're in seventh place and we win every time. That's what he said. It's just because the nice guys finished last. That's a good. I say, if you're playing basketball, I mean, to picking people for the team. There's one guy said, listen, I'm good, but I'm a very nice player. I don't steal balls from people. Steal the ball. I'm going to block a shot. Guy's taking a shot, and I'm going to block the shot. It's very nice. Very nice. I like the very reasons, but I'm not picking him on my team. Not on my team. Everything has its place. I go put him on. I give you a moshel l'sapra so'oizim. It's not a steer to me. That's a person doesn't have me. That's a ain't there a chair second time? You won't be credited. But when it comes to being mashlam nafsha, in the midst, that's what he says. So he brings the base. This is the base Yehuda brings this. The base Yehuda says, Matosi b'sefer Igeres Shmuel, that he brings two writers. Raya number one is from Megillas Rus. It says that Boyas and Pliny Almoini, there was a shayla who should be even. Pliny Almoini was the Koruf to take Rus to be the Goyel. And if you look at the parsha, he was a little bit nervous. What was he nervous about Pliny Almoini? He wasn't bored. She was from Moyavia. She mutter also Moyavi v'loy Moyavas. It was a tough thing by him. It says, Boyaz comes over to him. He says, listen, are you going to take Ros HaMoyavia? He says, you want Ros HaMoyavia or I'll take the Moyavia? You want the Moyavia? What do you have? He says, he scared him off. Boyaz Pshuta scared him off. He said, he kept on saying Moyavia, he scared him off. He said, well, what's that about? Because Boyaz knew, the Ruach HaKodesh, what this is worth. This is big stuff. This is Yishai, David, Malchus, and Claudius, some came out of here. Boyaz needed this. You're scared? So you're scared again. Goodbye, get out of here. I want him, I need it. Not pat him on the back. What would we do? Go pat him on the back, give him chizo, don't be worried, you take it. Not Boyaz. No. That's Raya number one. Raya number two. I say, all this is halacha, not lemaisa. This is just like hashkofa. When it's lemaisa, I'll tell you off the recordings what to do. But Raya number two, the Igeres Shmuel says, it's from Yaakov and Esav. This is the maisa of the Bukhari. He says, what kind of exploitation is that? Esav was dying. He had nothing, dying. And Yaakov says, okay, listen, you need some food, otherwise you're going to drop dead. Okay, what are you going to give me for it? I want the Bukhari. Because Yankiv Avinu knew he wanted the Bechor, he needed the Bechor. I'm going to get it one way or the other. And he did. And he got it. Okay, that's there, Hagar. There's another Shari Chutum, which I'm mentioning one, I'm mentioning another. There's another one, Hilchas Lulav. In Tof Reish Nun Ches, he brings down a Maisa and brings it inside. He brings down a Maisa from the Knesset HaGedoyla. That in Shul, in the Shul of there was a Groysa Chosid there in the Shul, there was not enough Talib Minim. They would bring a Lulav and Esrog, and they would sell it for the highest bidder. It always was. There was one person, the highest bidder was an Oshir. He would always buy it for the Rav. Afterward, they pass it around. But who owned it? So they came in one year, and Moshe bids a tremendous amount of money, and there's some other yid over there. I'm trying to remember who it was right now. There's another yid over there. I don't have it here. That outbid him. He outbid the Osher. And he said, no, I want to live it. I want to live it. So afterward, they came over to him and they said, everyone's buying it here for the Rav. He says, I have a mitzvah of Dalet Minu. I'm a chavid the Rav till the Shemayim, but not more. Not when it comes to mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah here. I need it as much as he does. What would you do if you were sitting by the Seder? One kezayis matzah. You're sitting there and you have the Gadol Hador, Chaim Kanievsky, that's how it's there. What would you do? You say, oh, I can take the kezayis matzah. Please. That's what we would do. But not them. Not them. What would you do? I think what I would do. You know what I would want to do? I want to jump and grab it at the end of the kezayis matzah. I don't know if I'd be able to. It's a different thing. I don't know if I'd be able to. But that's the... So it says after they started to be mechiach of what he did. And the Rav came over and he says, Adarabba, you did right. You have a mitzvah dalet minim. You have a mitzvah dalet minim. What dalet minim can I get? Giving the Rav the schutz, they used to sell in shul chosin Torah every year. They sell, and the shul would happen, they'd sell chosin Torah, and every year someone buys it for the Rav. Like, who's going to buy it for the Rav? I once said over this story when I spoke in shul 30 years. I remember what the company was. They stopped afterward. They didn't sell. Now they didn't sell. They would announce it. The Rav gets chosin Torah. Would someone like to sponsor it? They were afraid. They were afraid when I showed up. They should be afraid. They changed the lissach of the sale. It wasn't. Till I was just, whoever bought it was understood to give it to the Rav. They changed it. Now sponsor it for the Rav. And by the way, it's less money. Usually, when it's a sponsor, somehow people give. But I call upon him. It's just an interesting nekuda over there. This is an interesting nekuda. This is a nice that someone once, there's a person from London who used to bring the brisker of an esrog. His brother would always send him an esrog. So his brother sent him two esrogim from London. And he told this person, Eretz Yisrael, there are two. The more mehudu one take for yourself, the other one give to the brisker of. This person is a brisker. So what did he do? He took the more mehudu they go on and he brought it to Briskerov. Then the Briskerov, he says, hold on a second. Your brother probably sent me two, that's right. So you need one for you, he's not just sending for me. He said, yeah. Which one did he tell you to take? So he told, no, I'll tell you the MS. My brother told me to take the mehudu they go on, but I wanted to give it to the Briskerov. And the Briskerov said he should. You have a mitzvah dalet minim. The mitzvah dalet minim, you can do with one order. The avasa mitzvahs, you should take it. As you told me, you should have listened. It doesn't say the mitzvah gave the esrog back. That doesn't say. I don't know if he did or didn't. I don't think he did. I don't think he did, because he gave it to me already. But lachar maisa, he could give him. I just want to end off, Rabbi Isaac. I want to end off with a chassam sofer that everyone has to know. There's a chassam sofer in the Torah's Moshe that says an unbelievable hashkocha in this story. It's like this damning lepundekechel. Yaakov is cooking, the Adoshim, Esav walks in. And he says, let me explain to you the background over here. The Etzem Yaakov learned in Koyler. He never worked a day in his life. He worked in Koyler. Yaakov had this dream that he wants to buy the Bechor. But was all together, he wants to get the Bechor. He said, how in the world can he get the Bechor? Offer Esav enough money, he doesn't have the money. Offer him a little bit of money, he doesn't have a little bit of money. He's nothing. He's being supported. Soymech al Shulchan Aviv. He had nothing. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezdamei Hashkocha Protas. How do we get Yankiv to get a little bit of money? How do you get him to have some money? They didn't have lottery tickets then. It's just like this. Oysei Ayoim was Avraham Avinu died. Yitzchok was Bavelis. This Tzuda, Mevu in the Chazal, Adoshim was Bavelis. This was the Tzuda's Havroah. There's the Suda that the Abeinu eat. The halacha is that a Suda's Havroah has to be Mishal Achim, not from the event. That's when neighbors bring the Suda of Eino. So in the kitchen, in Yitzchak Avinu's house, this river, it has to be Mishal Achim. So they took the Adoshim and they said, Yankif, we have a present for you today. they were makne the suda to Yankiv. So Wilson Yankiv is the proud owner of lentil soup. It's like the first time that he ever had a bilis in something. It's like unbelievable. What should I do to him? He had money. They wished to arrange that on today he had money in his bank. This is Gadosh. All of a sudden, what's it worth? Put to nothing. No, I'll see what it's worth. All of a sudden, Esav comes in, dying, and pumped. What does Esav need? Phew! That's what he needs. So Yaakov said, hold on a second. I just, the Zeichim, the Zidat Oshim, you want this? Mochuli kayar b'choy rosu. He got it. Abish the range that he's living in Kaidel his whole life, and when you need the money to buy something, and to get what you need, the Abish will arrange it. Rabbi said, let's imagine, what if Yaakov Avinu was Yoshev Oholim, he went to learn, and he decided, you know what, I can't learn all day. I need money for other, choyer, for other things. And in the afternoon, I'll work a little bit. Ben Astor, he opened up a business. Let's say he worked a little bit real estate here, dabbling in real estate, or a business advisor, manager. I still don't know what that means exactly, but something could I to go into, I can tell you. I don't know what it does. You know what, I'll open up a business on Amazon, in a store, and Yaakov would have made millions of dollars just from the afternoon. What would have happened? I'll tell you what I think would have happened. The same story would have happened. Esav would come in, and Esav says, Haliteni no. Yaakov says, I want the Bechor. What would Esav say? The Bechor, the sugar, the Bechor is building. You know what the Bechor is worth? Besides the Adoshim, write me out a check for $5 million. No, only Suffolk. That's what Esav would have asked. And Yaakov would have done it. Only Suffolk. Yaakov would have wrote out a check for $5 million, given him the Adoshim, and he would have had the Bechor at the end of the day anyway. And then he would have said, Baruch Hashem, I opened up that business. Baruch Hashem. Can you imagine what would have happened if I didn't open up that business? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what would have happened if I didn't open up that business? Unbelievable. The whole thing is poof, forget. That's what we do. Rabbi said, this is with an imsha. With an imsha. You see, setting up everything and making money and doing, and if we're seeing the hashkocha protis from the way we do things. And if you did think, Baruch Hashem, I did this. I did this investment. Baruch Hashem, I did this. And I took this day off. Imagine if I didn't. Imagine if you didn't. David still get it to you when you're sitting and learning in the Oyel Shal Torah. David still has his methods. The Eibishter has its methods. So if I would imagine Bochum, Akoporim, that's the move. Let's have a good chance.